Welcome back to the Narrow Pod Between Pages, the daily podcast where we read a page of The Narrow Road Between Desires by Patrick Rothfuss, and then we talk about it. This is page number 134. Being at night, he shook his head. It's a long walk for not much road. Here's the piper, Bass pointed to a painted figure on the white tile, a drum strapped to his hip. He's overlapped by the closed eye, so he's asleep too? He flicked his fingers at the teardrop of the penance piece. The burning tower signifies ruin and destruction, but it's shaped like a drop, so water? Maybe rain? Then there's the candle and the stone arch, Bast said. If they were next to each other, it could be a journey. If the woman's sleeping, it might be a dream. Costrell pointed to the piece of jagged metal that very much looked like an iron coin. What about that one with the crown? Bast shrugged, but not as casually as before. Perhaps his mouth drew slightly tight as well. He was about to dismiss the question, but seeing the boy's eyes, Bast remembered silence was the worst option with Costrell. If Bast didn't give him something, the boy would fixate on this like a bit of gristle stuck between his teeth. Iron crown is authority or rule, Bast said, trying to sound bored. But marred, I'd read it as domination. He paused, then decided he might as well make a clean breast of the end of the page. I'm John from Vintus.
I'm Forever Vin.
And I am RJ. All right.
So, okay. So as a Bible person, like this is super interesting to me because this smacks of the way that people like to really dig into like the prophetic books of the Bible and especially Revelation and say like, oh yeah, like these hordes of locusts mean like Apache helicopters and like that's the stupidest like sort of character of how it goes, although it's not like it's actually true. Some people have done that, but
they've been doing that for a long time.
for basically as long as now. And everyone has always thought it was the end times.
Listeners, are you afraid that you and your family will run out of food? If you go to 1-800 Page of the Wind Freedom Food now, you can get a lifetime supply of delicious, nutrient-dense...
Gruel made here in Omathon.
Gruel that we...
Gruel.
Yeah, that's
Jeremy Kimchi.
Sourced from organic... organic fungus grown right here in the basement of Omathai Manor.
Harvested from the deep, dark wells of Omathai Manor.
Harvested from between my toes.
Ooh. Ew, okay, gross.
Now it's gross. That's some fine fungus right there.
Okay, but it is a stone arch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We were just wondering about that yesterday.
Thank you, yes.
So the jagged crown, is that not on here?
It's the three bits of the vintage round.
I got it.
Okay, so this is super interesting, though, that like Bast wants him to not think about that too much. So to Bast's mind, this actually indicates or augurs something really significant that he wants for Costrell to not be thinking about
and not ask about. He probably doesn't want to talk about it.
But that's unclear to us what that is.
Yeah, right? Maybe we'll get some more hints about it later. But
that's why it's ridiculous that we're reading the book this way.
We're going to stop it right now, or are we just going to do a 30-hour episode? Or just
no,
gonna finish it?
The pact must be honored.
Oh, I'm not quitting. I'm just saying. It's bananas.
It was signed in
blood.
I think we what we were saying earlier, that certainly that the manner in which everything lies is representative or important to how you it's just like any like tossing of the bones kind of thing. This is something I've seen in fiction before.
Sure.
Where, you know, the way everything falls is the way you interpret it. And that, you know, it's all a bunch of hoodoo. And I'm so conflicted now. Earlier I was saying that this might be actual real magic. And now I'm thinking that this is just kind of bullshit. I can't tell. Well, because people really believe that they can read tea leaves and they can, mm-hmm. you know, read, you know, like chicken bones or whatever. And as you were just saying earlier at the beginning, at the top of the episode, is that if you have a piece of fiction before you, you can so easily just shape it to fit into whatever narrative you're trying to, like, so the locusts being Apache helicopters, you know, it's just like, it's so easy to read tarot cards and say, oh, this means this and this means that.
Right.
And I don't think it means anything.
Well, you know, people are like humans are meaning making machines. Like we're hardwired to, like,
we're looking for patterns
yeah. and find meaning in the things that surround us. And so, like, people have always found ways, you know, to do that. And so, I mean, but, like, since this is a fantasy book, like, we can't rule out that there is something actual to this. But, like, you're right, there are, people have always, you know, found ways to try and impose order. That's okay. To try and impose order on a chaotic world, right? That's what magic, yeah. like, in our world, like, the way that people try to do magic is an attempt to impose order upon chaos.
Well said, John.
Yeah, I think that's what religion is as well. A lot of religious myth is, I think, explaining. And we can get in the weeds with it. But I feel like a lot of religious myth, like when you think of the, you know, certain Greek myths especially, or even, you know, our 7-day creation myth, it's just to explain something that they don't necessarily understand, or to give people guidance as to why things are the way they are.
I agree with that, sure. But I mean, just like being able to find meaning in the way that, you know, certain images lay on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that rules out it being true.
Right.
Like, I think it's very possible that there is a real magic here. And I do think it is very possible that magic does still exist in this world. Like, I am not about to, I'm not about to say, you know, that I don't think voodoo or something like that's real. Like, if you know, some stories I've heard, like, I definitely believe that some of that shit is real.
There's yeah. all kinds of things that happen that we don't understand. Like, you know, for me, one of the craziest things is like acupuncture, right? Mm-hmm. Like it works.
Yeah.
Like it absolutely, like, helps people. And, but the whole concept behind it is that you're using these needles to, like, nudge channels of chi back into alignment. Right.
Yeah, but I mean, underlying that, there's probably a scientific reason for, you know, you're just basically, like, connecting nerves and sending signals between these little bars of metal that are being jabbed down into your body and redirecting.
Right. Well, and the point of what we're saying is,
and I know how it feels.
Yeah, the point is that, like, there's all kinds of things that are mysterious that we don't understand, and whether we call it magic or science or whatever, it's just a matter of, you know, how much we know or don't know at any given time.
How come when there's not a lot of money, you just can't print more money and then everyone has more money, you know?
So that is also voodoo. Yes. Voodoo economics.
So some of our co-hosts are having an interesting chat about if these emeralds we see on page 133 are kind of representing any of the characters in the story. Pat asks if Bast could be the piper, as he was playing the shepherd pipes earlier, but he's blinded.
That was Amrita. Amrita asked
that.
Oh,
Amrita. And then Pat replies,
what is he blind to? Amrita says, maybe Quoth's pain / whatever happened to him, the reason he became Quoth, and so he keeps trying to bring him back.
So I'm Quoth, sorry, Amrita. I didn't mean to be a misogynist on Maine.
Wow. That, you know, that's... Thank you for steering us back to the important topic here, which is what we're reading. That is a really great point. Yeah, perhaps Bast being playing the Pied Piper figure and being blinded. So yeah, so it's in, you know, that's an invitation for us to play along in the game of creating narrative out of chance. It's almost like a board game.
All right. Well, we'll see what's under the chance card on tomorrow's page of Monopoly.
Page.
Of.
Yeah. Yep.
Page.
Page. Page.